He's your voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning. Now on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I can certainly speak from experience with this one. Cases of the common cold are rising across the country. The CDC has reported common cold viruses are at the highest levels since 2022. It says the cases typically peak in September before the flu season starts. But we certainly are also seeing, I feel like, severe cold symptoms. Dr. Brown, I am glad that you're here because I actually, like I said, I'm seeing it firsthand. My poor nephew is breaking my heart right now because it's not just a cough. I mean, this is to, we're sitting at dinner last night and you can see that he is, I mean, this is like debilitating him. He is almost to the point where it feels like having constant fevers, on the verge of like falling asleep. I mean, I feel horrible. And he doesn't have anything like a COVID or RSV, nothing like that. It's a cold, but it feels like I'm watching him and I'm looking at him like he's very debilitated by this. Are you finding that we're not only seeing more cold cases, but that they're more brutal than usual?
They're more severe. Yeah, we are. And you know, you know, the question is that, you know, why?
Yeah.
There really isn't a great answer. I mean, we are now sort of a couple years out of COVID. So you can say, you know, if it was right after COVID, you'd say, well, we really haven't had, you know, remember we had all these people who ended up getting, you know, sick after the mask came off. And then all of a sudden, you know, now they're spreading viruses that really haven't been seen for us over the past, you know, couple years. You know, is this, you know, it could be any number of factors associated with this. You know, it could be we're just actually, you know, mixing more virulent strains. That are happening, and we just happen to do that. You know, it's the varying weather, the cold and hot, you know, and having more warm weather. You know, the viruses now when we are together, we're just, you know, spreading it more. But no, these are still the common cold. Any number of viruses that are actually causing this, and not necessarily COVID or influenza. In fact, we haven't seen very many influenza cases as of yet. Hopefully this isn't a sign that we're going to have a tough influenza year, but that's obviously a concern. It is important, you know, if someone does have persistent cough and fevers, in particular coughs so severe that they, you know, potentially could pass out or vomit, those are ones that you really want to make sure that you're following up with your doc. That could be a bacterial infection like pertussis, and given sort of the vaccination rates are going down, we need to make sure that we're careful about that too.
And then how important is it as well, Dr. Brown, that you're not in close contact with, you know, not other kids, but even with adults, even if they are vaccinated?
You know, I'm always a little bit split on that. You know, you really have
that makes me feel so much better because I was around him and I didn't feel bad about it because I am vaccinated and I feel like I was okay to be with my nephew yesterday, so I'm being admittedly honest with you about that. But that's why I asked that question.
There's you know, there's a sort of interesting combination of things that we deal with. So there's the one with the initial virus and getting the viral infection. So it's the way that it works, and just indulge me for a minute. The way that it works is that you get infected by a virus. That virus stays in your body for a period of time, but it's a lot shorter than you would think. So a lot of times we're not even necessarily infectious, you know, and you know, while we get after, you know, when the severe symptoms come, we're probably no longer infectious.
Okay.
So that's sort of how these viruses work. You know, in fact, the flu is most viral the day before, most infectious the day before you even have any symptoms at all. So it really depends. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't cover your nose and mouth when you cough.
Sure,
it doesn't mean that you need to, because nobody,
don't
you
wash
don't really
your hands
know.
And all that. I mean, yeah, come on. Still
exactly.
Use your hygiene. But that is interesting,
exactly.
Though.
Yeah, so you could actually have it, and depending on what virus is, it actually could be gone, and you're just dealing with the repercussions of your immune system, you know, sort of fighting off the additional factors that have been activated during this infection. So again, it's sort of tough to say. So again, in that aspect, you know, obviously you have to be careful. And I would say that I wouldn't be militant about it. You know, wash your hands, you know, keep a distance from someone who is coughing and sneezing. You know, it's really, really a lot of these are droplets. So that means sort of arm's length is best, especially if you are one who are prone to infections or are immunocompromised in any way.
Makes sense. And again, Dr. Brown is here. Now, how much does weather play a factor in this, Dr. Brown? Because you can't ignore the fact that we've had a lot of shifting. I mean, we went from 80 degrees earlier this week to the next day it dropped to 40 degrees. And we're seeing these really severe shifting patterns, which I know New England has them. But it does feel like even in the summertime, we'd go 3-4 days of 90 plus degree weather and then it would drop to 60 the next day. And I do feel like we're seeing these severe shifts a lot more frequently. Does that play any role in this?
You know, it can. A lot of viruses are carried. You know, there are different viruses that are carried by different animals. So there is always that possibility. That's pretty unusual. You know, it's probably, you know, we probably are just seeing it more because, you know, basically the incubation period for these viruses is about, you know, 2 weeks to a month. And school started in September. So usually that's where it kind of see the children start getting it probably September-ish, you know.
So we're wrongfully blaming the weather when really it's just a bunch of kids getting back into a closed building altogether and we're
that's
spreading
probably,
viruses like crazy.
Okay.
The timing is
likely.
Just perfect.
It's more because these viruses are usually, most of these viruses, I mean, like I said, there's a few that can come from animals, but that's pretty low. It's really mostly human.
Okay.
So the more that we're gathering together, the more likely we're going to spread the viruses. And again, you know, children getting together. Again, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, we have to have some exposure to viruses.
We got to build those immune systems back up.
We have to build the immune system. We need to know how to respond to it. So as long as you tolerate the cough and the illness, it only makes you stronger.
Okay. Love that. Chatting with Dr. Fred Brown of Griffin Health, our infectious disease expert and our peace of mind in the medical field. As we talk about colds, let's also talk about another CDC report. It says a new COVID-19 variant is also spiking in 9 states so far. The CDC saying cases involving the XFG variant, also known as Stratus. I tell you, they're so clever. I don't know what that means.
It's easier to say Stratus than,
right?
You know,
I guess,
like
yeah.
Casino.
Oh, which one do you have? I have the XFG. No, I've got the Stratus. All right, so I shouldn't make light of it. Sorry. It is. We're seeing cases up. It says in New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Vermont, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. Now, of course, I noticed Connecticut's not on that list, but a lot of our surrounding states are, Dr. Brown. What do you make of this?
I'm not surprised that we're seeing variants. And if you remember, so the last one, I had to just look it up, to be fully honest, the Nimbus was actually one that came and had that severe sore throat. I think you and I spoke about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
That severe sore throat. This one seems to be similar, but not the same. Not that severe kind of razor sore throat, but a hoarseness, a cough, a dry cough associated with it, difficulty breathing, and that sort of led to some admissions to the hospital. Seems to be worse with people who have never been vaccinated at all. So that's sort of interesting. So there's no someone who hasn't had an immune response to it. But it does appear to be, you know, again, it appears to be a illness associated with COVID. I would say from this standpoint, it's consistent with a coronavirus infection. So this is probably a worse cold, closer to the flu than an actual cold itself.
Okay, so what I'm sort of hearing from this is that you should, when you have those kind of cold symptoms, is to keep getting tested to see if you have COVID. Because it sounds like they're very similar symptoms.
Well, I would actually take it a step further and say, if you have those symptoms, stay home. Okay. Yeah, what I would say is, and especially if you are, you know, and again, it's usually that first 24, 48 hours. So if you're having fevers and you're having, you know, cough and cold, you're doing everybody a favor. As we mentioned earlier, that's when you're going to be the most infectious. And those are the times that you really should be staying home. COVID or not. And then obviously getting tested for COVID is optimal depending on sort of where you are. But following and managing that symptomatically is even more important.
Okay. I was reading here, SUNY scientists say people who are unvaccinated for COVID, it says, can experience brain fog, nausea, chest tightness, and scratchy throat, in addition to the usual fatigue, fever, and dry cough associated with COVID. Despite COVID researchers at New York's Stony Brook University saying most cases are mild in people who are vaccinated. So it seems like there's just a little rivalry going on in New York right now with this one. But I am always curious, Dr. Brown, whenever we talk about COVID, if we can get updates on, again, I know every variant is different, but the average COVID case, what's that going to get you now? Because so many times there are people who still feel we're in 2020 times where, well, if I don't lose my sense of smell and taste, then I must not have COVID. I mean, what does the typical COVID symptom bring you today?
Yeah, so the COVID symptoms are really more like a severe cold. And we see these variants where you see the dry, you know, let's say this dry cough in this aspect, or the razor throat, or, you know, we haven't seen the loss of taste and smell in a while. But this continues to vary on what we're seeing that's there. The answer is that it's going to be very similar to what we would expect with a coronavirus, which is sort of it's sort of what it is. Very similar to what we've seen in the past, where you're going to end up having just a cold, a bad cold. That's really what I expect. So anything from cough, sneezing, fever, congestion, all the things that you would expect from a cold, except it just has a tendency to be a little more severe. And even more interesting is that you'll find that you're not the only one who gets it, because these are really more infectious than other viruses. So you find that you have this cold, and then someone else has, and you find out that maybe five other people have the same one. Mm. That's usually a good sign that it's probably COVID.
Mm. Okay. And one more thing, Dr. Brown, because we are just, it seems like we're in the era of feeling like garbage in the fall. It's great. The University of Rochester Medical Center actually just released this report today. And it talks about if adults can get RSV and some of the misconceptions people have about the widespread problem, thinking that this is really just something that impacts infants and young children. Excuse me. It can certainly be deadly for them. But RSV is absolutely something that adults can get and, in fact, could linger on for even more than a week, right?
That's correct. Yes. RSV and there has been a lot of controversy about it, and I think you're going to probably hear more and more about it. Respiratory RSV is more severe in youth, and actually very young, and the old. So usually in the very old. Those are really where you're going to see the significant issue. From the other side, it is a cold-like symptoms that you get. It's typically mild, and it typically resolves in sort of everyone else. But it can linger on. It can be an issue. A lot of that has to do with activating the immune system so the virus can be gone, but it continues to leave afterwards this chronic cough.
Mm. Yeah, RSV. And the thing that I also remember you and I talking about when we saw RSV cases go through the roof, I don't know, a year or two ago, was the fact that there's no I don't want to say cure for it, but there's no like medication that you can, like if you get strep throat, there's an antibiotic you take.
Correct.
But RSV, a lot of the times doctors were actually giving kids the medication that you would get typically with like an ear infection, just to appease parents,
right,
and say, okay,
right,
well, like, here's something. But there isn't, right? There isn't an active antibiotic for RSV.
There is not. There is not. In severe cases in newborns, we can use an aerosolized antiviral, but in general, that does not work for older kids and adults.
Yeah,
so it's
just
not.
Gotta write
so there
it
really
out.
Isn't a treatment, and that's sort of the way. Besides the flu, there really isn't great antivirals out there for respiratory viruses.
Delightful, as I said. It's the season of feeling like garbage, and we can
it
just
is, but you
celebrate
can look at the
it.
Colorful leaves, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's always the colorful leaves. Thank you, New England.
You can see the colorful leaves from your bed when you're feeling sick.
There you go. And crack the window open. Get some fresh air. Dr.
Absolutely.
Brown, always appreciate you. You are a breath of fresh air on WACC. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Melissa.